The deaths of two homeless people in Syracuse over the last week has put the spotlight on the people who live under bridges and overpasses of central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a memorial service for a woman who was found unconscious and who later died ended with calls for patience and help for the homeless.
Many of us knew her from living under the bridge just down this street here.
The Reverend John Nano, pastor of St. James Catholic Church in Syracuse, led the memorial service in a small park, a short walk from the bridge that spans the homeless camp where Michelle Noche and others lived. It's a hard life, says Sylvester Vasquez, who's been part of Syracuse's homeless population for 5 years.
You got other homeless people that really don't care about nobody. They just care about themselves. They come in your camp while you're sleeping, destroy, steal, even hurt you.
There are visitors to the camps, though, who help, like John Tamino and his wife, Leanne. Tamino says the general population, though, has become callous of the plight of the homeless.
Like, I talked to a gentleman, and he said to me, well, why don't they just go to the mission? It's not that simple, because they don't think that way.
It's the hope of Sheila Austin of St. James Church that from this tragedy comes more awareness of a community that is often invisible.
My hope is that we just look at them in a less judgmental way.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.